before, what gets him angry, and that's the sovereignty issues or non-interference. And so I'd like to address a little bit, is there more to responsibility to protect, just to broaden this discussion a little bit. In your view, since you come from a very different background,
why is it a closed meeting? I'm a reporter, they're tweeting about it, cover the UN. How can it be a closed meeting?
It's a training session.
For who?
For people who have actually...
They've been promoting it. They've been promoting it the whole time. I'm writing about it one way or another, but I find it strange that you'd have an event inside the UN, promote it to UN reporters, and then say we can't cover it. I'm not taking a seat. I'm not doing anything.
I'm just saying this is an event organized for which people have registered.
Right.
And it's for a full week in which we take the whole group.
I guarantee you I won't be here the whole week. But I am. I'm telling you, as a member of the press corps here, they've promoted this event as something that can be covered. So the only way I can cover it.
Who is? Because I'm the organizer and I haven't promoted it. So.
People on this panel have been tweeting it and have told other press members to cover it.
Oh, really?
Say it's a very positive thing, yeah.
But they have promoted it for journalists to...
Why else would they be sending this stuff around? I don't understand.
I don't know. So then I sincerely apologize for that, but that's not the idea, because this is an event for a small group of people, which we take through the whole week. It's the UN Summer Academy. It's a learning event that is organized by the UN System Staff College,
mm-hmm.
from which I am, and that's what this is. So it's actually not open to... So
then you should tell them to stop promoting.
Yeah, okay. But I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's no problem.